What is that clicking sound with the refrigerator?
I don't know.
Well, I don't like it. Do you?
No, it sounds like Morse code. Maybe the ice cubes are maybe that's sealing what's happening. It to get out.
Yeah. Well, Mom is back in the studio after a pleasant week or so hanging out with her mother-in-law.
In Arkansas.
That's what happens on... Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hey, I'm Vaughn Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
Yeah, this is our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I hope you guys have as much fun as I do. Are you having fun too?
I always have fun.
All right, so what all did you do today?
Oh, we worked on the house, cleaning it because we're having everybody here for Thanksgiving. And we installed some new light fixtures. That was really fun.
We're calling that fun?
Yeah.
I helped with that. You and I both had to grab this LED light fixture to go in the bathroom so that Dad can put the wire in.
And to three of us.
Whoa, somebody had to stand on the second step of a stool like a big girl. Ooh, wow, yeah. That was daring acrobatic. I liked the way how you shuffled your feet. You scoot your feet slowly like you're trying to do a moonwalk to get off that step.
Because I'm old.
Yeah. All right. So I do want to point out a product right quick. I got my first drone.
Yep.
And it feels
kind of
like
late
you're
to
stepping
the game
into the
there,
future.
Aren't you?
I know. I was late. I'm sometimes an early adopter, but I was late to the 4K TV stuff, and now I'm late to the drones. But I think they got the drone thing ironed out pretty well.
I think you didn't waste your time on lousy ones. You got a good one.
This is the Hover Air X1.
Cool.
And I got the white one. In case it runs off on its own and it goes missing, you might be able to find it instead of it falling in the shadowy.
Did you write your name on it or something?
No, I didn't. Why would I do that?
Well, you need to because somebody could identify it.
Oh, yeah, write my name.
No, that's my drone.
Like it's Woody from Toy Story and it has Andy written on under his foot.
I think you better put Andy on there.
Okay, so I'm actually going to start this up on the pod.
If you hit something in my house, I'm going to be mad at you.
I don't think it's... It's probably not going to hit anything. Okay?
It's just going to look at you.
It's just going to look at me. It's just going to sit there and hover. And it's a little loud when it starts.
We're hoping.
Kind mode, hover. All right. We're just going to hover at me. All right.
Is it from England?
No, this is from China. But I think that it had all the features one really wanted in a drone, if we're being completely honest.
What are we going to call it?
X1, I guess.
X1.
You didn't want to be in the... It's recording a video for us right now. You didn't want to be in it because you're in your pajamas.
I know.
But it's in 30 seconds of flying around. This is one of the pre-programmed kind of routines. It's just hovering above the kitchen table right now. The light will turn off and it'll be ready to land. I'll stick my hand out. Catch that bag before it blows over.
Okay.
All right, it's almost done. That's a long 30 seconds. Here it goes. It's ready to land. I'm going to stick my hand out.
Awesome.
Flawless. Every time. Now, some people have said that they've ran off on their own.
This one really does good.
Mine has not had that problem, so...
It likes you.
There, I turned it off. This one's been very obedient. Recognize my face. It says hi, you know? It doesn't actually say hi. But anyways, that's the Hover Air X1. I'll have a link in the description of the pod.
Nice case.
For you to pick that up if you want to get one on Amazon like I did. Yeah. I think that's actually going to be like the hot item this holiday shopping season.
I do too. That is really
it's
cool.
Finally, we have a pocket-sized drone that is easy to use.
Yeah. And you can take videos.
And you and Dad actually wanted one. And I saw it advertised on Instagram. Same time, I guess you saw some... You said a fat guy on YouTube was talking about it.
Well, kind of a chubby English guy.
Okay. Well, you can say fat on the podcast.
Well, he wasn't fat.
Well,
chubby.
You said... Okay. So this guy was using it with his RV YouTube video.
No, I don't know if it was
RV.
You
were always watching RV stuff.
It was just... I don't know. It was cute. He was running around and stuff with it. It was cute. Anyway, I think it would be good so we could take videos of, like, the mountains and stuff when we go four-wheeling.
Yeah, but
stuff.
Some people are saying these are things just kind of run off. It's got like a bit
of
a mind zone.
Well, you might lose it in the mountains.
And if you... Okay, so if I let you take this to the mountains and I don't get it back, what happens?
I'll buy you another one.
All right, let's get into the news.
Okay.
All right. I'm sure you have some news for us.
No, I don't.
You said that you were going to tell me the sexiest man alive.
The sexiest man alive is, I forgot his name. He was on
I'm opening a knockoff Red Bull.
Dempsey.
George Clooney?
No.
Patrick Dempsey?
Yeah, Patrick Dempsey is the sexiest man alive.
Okay, are you aware that the show he was on is Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, it was Grey's Anatomy.
I don't think he's been in a movie in 10 years.
What do they call him?
McDreamy?
Oh, yeah, McDreamy.
Okay, so look, what has he done in 10 years? I know he occasionally does some race car driving.
Looks like he got old to me.
So he's got some gray hair. And
of course, guys get sexy when they get gray hair. Women just get old.
But isn't this a title that goes to somebody who has the next movie we want to promote around the corner?
I think he's been in some, like he was a Prince Charming in a movie, wasn't he? Like, he was a prince in a movie. And what was that one called?
Was that Enchanted? I haven't seen Enchanted.
Yeah, I think Enchanted. He was the prince in Enchanted. And I guess he had some love story they talked about today on Bush's daughters talked about on TV today.
Do you know what show she's on?
No.
Would it be called The Today Show?
But yeah, I think
later
so.
Today.
Later,
or something?
But her twin sister and her were on today, and I saw them talking. That's how I heard about that.
Okay. Well, I've got a little bit of news. I've seen a few news stories I kind of want to share with you, if you don't mind.
Okay.
First up, I want to show you that there is a new Ghostbusters movie around the corner.
I heard. And who are you going to call?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a trailer. We're going to do a trailer reaction. I haven't seen the trailer. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen the trailer. We're going to both watch the trailer on my phone at the same time, and we're going to talk about what we're looking at, okay?
All right.
Do you think you can pull that off?
Maybe.
All right, so this is Dan Aykroyd posted this, okay?
Okay.
All right, now you recognize that song, right?
New York City.
It's a cruel, cruel summer, right?
Yeah.
Looks like the wheel from the Warriors there, Coney Island. Oh no, Bananarama's breaking down. We've got kids stalled in the cages. Kids in cages, that's evil, I'm told.
Kids on the beach. You know who it is? It's Marshmallow Man.
No, surely not. There's
coming in like Godzilla.
Ice sickles falling from the sky. Everybody's gonna get really cold fast.
No.
Is this produced by Al Gore? Everything's freezing. We've done this movie already. The Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's the Ghostbuster Firehouse, and there's Ecto-1.
Cool.
This spring. It's playing the same music from the last movie. Like you're supposed to be inspired. Middle of July.
What is it?
The death chill.
The death chill.
Oh, we're bringing back everybody that was in the last movie.
Your veins turn to rivers of ice.
Except I'm not so sure I saw that podcast kid.
I think this is when the dinosaurs went extinct.
Everybody is putting on a Ghostbuster jumpsuit.
Literally scared to death. So cool.
Yeah, there's Patton Oswalt doing his usual thing.
Oh, that
Ghostbusters
looks pretty good.
Frozen Empire.
Because they freeze the Empire State Building.
Is that what it's about?
No, I'm guessing.
They call it the Empire State, right?
It's Frozen.
The Empire State is New York's
Frozen
thing. Okay, so are you looking forward to that?
Maybe.
Me neither. You didn't even watch the last one, did you?
No, I haven't seen the last one.
They took Ghostbusters and made it into a weird drama.
Really?
It's a weird, not fun drama that feels way too long and is more depressing than fun.
And that's why they had to make this one.
It's weird. They let the director's kid from the original movies make the latest one. And I think he probably came back for this one to make it depressing again on top
of it.
Well,
I hope not.
It's going to be weird. I saw Bill Murray there. You know, he's going to hate doing it. And, like, that's kind of his thing. You hire Bill Murray to be upset, right? I've got some other news for you. Grand Theft Auto
is coming
back. They're announcing, like, a teaser trailer, I think, in December for the new Grand Theft Auto.
Yep.
Are you excited for Grand Theft Auto?
I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Okay, what's Grand Theft Auto?
I think it's horrible. Teaching people to steal. Okay, we're going to teach the children of the world to steal. That's what it is. It's stealing.
Most of the game is not about stealing cars. That's a very minimal part of the game at this point.
So what do you have to do in it? Steal cars.
So I have a story about this where I was playing Grand Theft Auto 5. That is the most recent one. This came out in 2013. This happened about summer 2014 is when this happened. And I was driving downtown, and on my left, I'm pulling up to a stoplight. And just to the left of me, also on the same road at the stoplight, is an armored car. So I rolled down my window, and then I was like, wait, why did I roll down my window? And then it hit me that in Grand Theft Auto 5, when you come up to an armored car at a stoplight, you roll down your window, then throw grenades at it and try to dislodge the door on the back
did
so you
can
grab all the...
Did you try to throw something?
I didn't happen to have any hand grenades on me that day.
Gosh.
So that is what the conditioning I got from the game. And then after that, I didn't play Grand Theft Auto a whole lot because I was like, what's it going to make me do next? Like parachute and shoot people like while I'm falling from the sky and pull off armor car heist? Who knows?
I wonder if the armor car people had their guns on you because, you know, they're supposed to have guns on there. And you rolled down your window. Maybe they had their guns aimed at you.
Could have happened. I don't know.
Could have.
I didn't do anything to them. I mean, I could have.
I know, but why are you rolling your window down?
I didn't know when I did it that's why I was doing it.
Oh, gosh, that's
so there's
scary.
No, the weaker
people. You were programmed.
People. And for a genius like me to be manipulated like that, imagine, like, all these things that happen, all that
children.
Stuff. Everything that's happening. You know, I didn't used to be one of these people who wanted to blame the violent video games, but now that we have kids who aren't being raised by anybody, and they have violent video games raising them, maybe we do need to start pointing some fingers.
Something.
What do you think?
I think so.
I mean, I think that sounds reasonable to me anyway.
I know, you need to teach these kids how to drive, too.
So, last night we had a debate.
You and me?
No! There was a presidential debate for the Republicans.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You told me you watched it.
How quickly we forget, I know.
Well, you watched that. I was watching a bad Nicolas Cage movie called Renfield. But you go ahead and tell me about this debate. What did you think about that?
Oh, well, it was pretty good. The best part was when Nikki Haley, is that her mm-hmm. name? Yeah, when she says,
get out of my dreams and get in my car?
No, she says, you can't have my daughter in your mouth or something like that.
To who did she say?
You didn't hear about that?
No, but I know that, okay, is that she was calling Vivek Ramaswamy scum for?
Yeah, because he's talking about how bad Twitter is. He goes, and your daughter's been on Twitter. And she goes, don't you mention my daughter's name in your mouth or something like
Both
that.
Both these people, I think, are Indian descent. Americans.
And I like her. She's pretty good.
Well, I saw Vivek had a bit of a monologue at the start there, really trashing the host, saying that, like, why are you not asking questions our voters are actually going to care about? Will you admit that you ran fake news, interference for Hillary and all this?
And you know what they said?
A huge response.
You know what they said was, we asked the questions.
Oh, I heard this one gal saying, we'll ask the questions.
Yeah, we'll ask the questions. You don't ask the questions.
Yeah, so that sounded kind of fun. But who do you like of those people? I guess you like Nikki Haley?
I like her, but if I was going to vote for anybody, it would be... God, what's the guy's name?
Ron?
No.
Donald?
No.
Vivek?
No.
How many other guys
are
there?
The chubby one.
Oh, Christy?
Yeah, Christy. I vote for Christy because
Christy
has the guts to say we need to
have
some...
Well, he has lots of guts.
Yes, he has lots of guts, but he also has the guts to say we need to somebody with some moral character in the White House because we definitely have been hurting before the current president. God, I'm drawing a blank.
This is what happens when we do the podcast at like 8:30 at night. My mom is...
Mom has... what's it called?
Thinker's block?
No, what's the thing when you get...
Brain fog.
No, it's like at night when old people go downhill.
Old people go downhill at
it's
night.
It's called sundowner syndrome.
Sleepy?
No, sundown syndrome.
So there was also the CMAs. You know what CMA stands for?
Yeah. Oh, I missed them. I wanted to watch those.
Well, I didn't want to watch it either. I think this is ridiculous. The Song of the Year is a 35-year-old song.
A remake.
That I don't even think was actually considered a country song at first, but Tracy Chapman's Fast Car.
Yeah.
Have you heard Fast Car?
No.
So this is Fast Car. And you tell me if you recognize some of it, okay? This is the original. The, you know, they call it OG, as the kids say. You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any places. 758 million plays on Spotify. For a song from the 80s. It's pretty good. So that's essentially Fast Car right there. Now a country... Mom is making a grimace. A grimace cringe face. They're like, this is the song of the year? What?
What?
This isn't a song. This is a poem. You don't like it?
Not really.
Well, you might like another song by her. Maybe in like 35 years they'll make... They'll make this one the next country song of the year. Surely you recognize this one. You recognize it? You recognize it yet? You'll recognize when the lyrics kick in. All right, you're supposed to engage with your podcast. Can you hear me, Mom?
Yeah, I don't know it.
Have you heard this?
Yes, I like this song.
Okay, well, it took a while for you to recognize.
Give me one reason to stay here.
All right, so they allowed a cover song to be the song of the year. In a year in which country songs are topping the Billboard Hot 100 charts with original country songs, they let a cover song win their award, which, by the way...
That's sad.
I'm pretty sure this is like a bi-weekly award. Isn't there like an award show for country music at least twice a month?
There's a bunch of them.
It's just, as Dad pointed out, it's an excuse for them to have a free concert on TV is really what it comes. Now we have a tribute to Dolly Parton. It's like, how many tributes can she have, right?
I know. And you know, the reason I watch it is because I just want to find out what the latest songs are because I never hear them otherwise.
The latest songs?
Yeah, I don't go to... Well, clubs or anything.
I was hearing songs at, you hear them at like the grocery store or at the gym, but otherwise I don't think there's a lot of avenues for hearing the new music.
Do you listen to the radio?
Not really, do you?
No, but I should. I mean, I don't know
why should you?
Because I like music.
But I listen to the radio in the car and it's frequently ads for things.
What you do is you play music for Mom. Okay, Mom, here's a song for you.
I expose you to music.
You do.
And you usually say, I don't want to hear what I'm driving. I'm trying to drive at midnight. This parking lot is full of cars, and you're trying to drive. You make me listen to Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. It's going to make me drive too fast. I'm going to drive us off this cliff right here. Isn't that what happens?
Sure.
All right, you got any other news for us? Because I think I've got one more news story. If you can't figure out another news story.
Okay,
here.
Give me one.
Well, this is kind of a sad state of affairs, but the Overwatch League is folding. Overwatch is probably the game I play most on Xbox. They have this competitive
league. And it's folding?
Yeah. So so it's kind of complicated, but to get an NFL franchise, you know, it costs like, it's going to be over $1 billion, probably $2 billion to buy a team. When they started this in 2016, you could buy an Overwatch League franchise for $20
million. Oh, gee.
Still a lot.
That is a lot.
And they were... It was a kind of novel idea in that they were city-based. So you had like teams called like the Toronto Defiant, I think Florida Mayhem, even though I think that surely they represent some city in Florida. But anyways, they also had teams in China, teams in South Korea, things like that. Now, I think part of the issue is there wasn't really a lot of reason to go to the event. You watched it on YouTube live stream. I think on Twitch they played the stuff. But they did a really good job presenting this, and it looked like you were watching like an NFL show. Like you had all the bells and whistles of a live sport.
Right.
Despite being representing cities, allegedly, almost nobody was anywhere remotely from America. Almost every player was from South Korea. Maybe there was a couple of non-South Koreans or non-Chinese in the whole league. I think that this creates a lack of an identity. I'm cheering for this guy because we saw him growing up playing for the local college. You know, you can't really get that experience, right?
Right.
And if you have a bunch of foreign players, people domestically in America don't watch the stuff. It's like, it seems like it's a foreign sport. I think the NBA is coming to this sort of situation where we have a bunch of stars in the NBA now that are not American, that people didn't even see playing in college, that I don't think that they relate to that much. And so it may be quick for them to go find some other interest than watch NBA basketball if there isn't an American face of the league.
Yep, I agree with you.
Everybody should agree with me.
So why can we just not grow them as big as they do in other countries?
You're talking about Overwatch League players?
No, I'm talking about NBA players.
Maybe we grow them fat. We don't grow them tall around here anymore, you know?
Yep, we need to start growing them tall.
All right, well, I think it is time for our favorite game. Okay, I've got one for you.
Okie doke.
This is movie directors.
Oh, great.
I think these are all white men. Most people would consider these people white, though that's an ambiguous term here, who have directed movies that you have seen.
Okay.
Okay? George Lucas, director of the first Star Wars movie.
Yep.
Hasn't been seen in a long time. Remember, that movie was in the mid-70s, so who knows what happened to this guy, George Lucas. He could be broke. We don't know. Maybe he died impoverished. George Lucas, is George Lucas dead or alive?
He's alive.
George Lucas is alive.
Good.
All right.
One for Mom. Where's my pen?
We need to start writing down if you get these right.
I know.
Because my favorite part of this is you getting wrong the amount that you got right after
I
the
fudge
game.
A little.
Steven Spielberg, director of Catch Me If You Can. And something about Spies on a Bridge or something. I never saw it.
Anyways, did he do E.T.?
He might have. I'm not sure. I can't confirm or deny that. But this guy, he hasn't had like a hit in a long time. Maybe he's dead. Maybe he's not. I don't know.
Phone home, Steven Spielberg.
Is Steven Spielberg dead or alive?
He's alive.
Steven Spielberg is.
I know my directors.
Oh, you think you do, huh?
I do.
Okay. Ridley Scott, director of Gladiator.
Yep.
He has a new movie coming out called Napoleon, in which all the people speak English, which I think is a faux pas, which is a French word for not good or something.
A mess up.
Is Ridley Scott dead or alive?
He's alive.
Ridley Scott is alive.
Well, he just made a movie.
You don't know that he didn't die before it came out?
Well, I would
no.
have heard that.
This guy's not young. Okay, Ridley Scott's brother, Tony Scott.
Okay, he's probably dead.
Well, he directed Top Gun and Beverly Hills Cop 2.
The most recent Top Gun?
Not the most recent one.
The first Top Gun.
The first one. Tony Scott. Is Tony Scott... He directed a bunch of movies with Denzel Washington also.
Oh.
Tony Scott dead or alive?
I think he might be dead.
Tony Scott is dead.
I am getting them
jumped
all
off a bridge.
Right. He did. Well,
yeah,
that's sad.
He was diagnosed with something bad, so he did the what's the It's a Wonderful Life move? What's the George Bailey? Yeah, he did the George Bailey thing. Right.
Well, George
there.
Bailey didn't do that though. He changed his mind. Thank goodness.
All right, Toby Hooper. Director of Poltergeist and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Is Toby Hooper dead or alive?
I think he might be dead.
Toby Hooper is dead.
Okay, I got them all right.
Well,
son.
Hold on. We're going to actually do some more.
Okay.
Because I wasn't sure which ones to include or not. John Carpenter, director of Halloween, the very first one, and The Thing, the remake with Kurt Russell. You remember that movie?
Yeah, he's dead.
John Carpenter is
alive. Sorry, John.
All right, I've got one more for you. These are just sort of on the bonus side of things, okay?
All right.
Roger Corman.
What did he make?
Well, he largely is a producer. He says he's made movies for like 70 years and never lost money on them, okay? But he
sounds like you.
I think he might have directed the original Little Shop of Horrors, which was the very first movie with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. I would say he's probably no longer with us.
Roger Corman is
Really?
Still alive. He's about 100 years old.
Well, that's great.
And let me tell you, now I haven't seen a super crazy recent picture of him, but fairly recent. Does not look bad for a guy in his 90s.
That's great.
So, way to go.
People are aging pretty good these days.
So that was... All right, now I'm sure you have some kind of silly quote thing you want to ask me about here, and we don't even have a jingle for it.
The bad part is I'm finding I can't remember which ones I've already asked you. Sounds like an old person problem, doesn't it? So if anybody realizes I've asked you the same quote twice, I'll tell them a secret. How's that?
How are you going to tell somebody a secret? You don't know how to use a computer
I'll tell them a secret on my podcast. Okay.
Okay, but look, the secret will go out to everybody.
That's true. So what could I do?
You'll do nothing and like it. All right, let's hear the quote.
Okay, let's see. I probably already did it. If you properly clean a room, it gets dirty before it gets cleaner. And I agree with this quote.
I have not heard this one.
Okay.
You clean a room properly, it's going to get...
It gets dirtier before it gets cleaner. That's, I agree, 100%.
Sure seems that way, doesn't it?
It does. Got to make a mess before you clean it up.
Okay, so this is a person famous for their organizational skills.
Or maybe this is a person that's made a few messes and had to clean them up.
And it's probably a comedian of some kind?
It's a male, of course.
Is this a male you have discussed already?
A male. I think I have. I think you and I watched his special lately.
Lately?
Lately, I think. Well, like in the last year.
Is it Jim Gaffigan?
No.
In the last year? Did this guy have a cocaine problem?
I don't know if he had a cocaine problem or not. I don't think he did.
How young did he look?
He looks like he's probably in his 50s.
Is his name Sebastian?
No. He's Afro-American.
We watched a black guy's comedy special.
Wait.
Chris Rock.
Yes, good.
That doesn't sound like something he would say. What does he know about cleaning rooms?
I'm sure he's cleaned a few rooms. Hey, Adam Sandler's coming here.
Adam Sandler is coming to Wichita.
Yep.
Where'd you hear that?
I saw a commercial on TV. They're advertising it.
Well, I was watching Billy Madison a couple days ago.
You want to go see him?
I don't have to. He kind of shows up lazy, like,
I hope he's not. I hope he gets a good show.
See, my assessment of the Adam Sandler movies, the formula worked better when he was a kind of obnoxious goofball and he had to overcome something to win over the hot chick and to save his grandma's house or to save the family hotel business or something like this, okay? He does it now where it's like, I start off with, I'm married to Kate Beckinsale. I'm married to Katie Holmes. I'm married to Rachel from Friends. And I'm super crazy rich, and we just go on a trip somewhere. Like, it's like he already starts the movie at the top.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else to go.
Right.
And he's completely checked out, and he just has fun with his friends. Hey, David Spade, Shaq, Vanilla Ice, you guys want to just come do this movie? We're just going to hang out for a bit. You'll get like $1 million. Don't worry. That's just that's his formula now.
I wonder what his stand-up's like.
But I liked Bill. I think Billy Madison's my favorite movie of his. I like the part where the kids, they're out on that field trip. There's always, you have to go on a field trip to the 100-year-old house in school. And this kid peed his pants. Do you remember that scene?
And didn't he pee his pants too or something so he wouldn't feel bad?
Yeah, actually, hold on. I kind of want to show you that scene, okay?
Yeah.
Do you think you can handle?
I think I can. I got something else to tell you.
Anyways, Miss Vaughn, I am sorry about what happened back there, but you have to admit, I've been trying to be
Miss Vaughn, there she's in the news, cancer.
Well, you're not the first person that's tried to grab my chest.
Bridget Wilson.
Anyways, I'm really
her husband's a famous tennis player. Retired.
Although maybe I should. You are what, 50?
No, it's just that the other kids kind of look up to me, and I don't want them to think I'm a coward.
Oh, don't worry about it. Next week, you can have another bunch of kids to impress and another teacher to
remember,
impress.
He has to graduate each class. He has 2 weeks to graduate a class to move up and prove he can finish high school.
Fun. Somebody stole all our lunches.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Oh, you know who that guy is?
Chris Farley.
You know who that guy is right there, right?
Yeah, what's his name?
Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
No one knows who that guy is.
I'll tell you who took those lunches. that Sasquatch.
Well, I guess that's
the perfect example of an old lady at one of these places. Watch, watch.
What's with Ernie?
I don't know. I'll be right back.
Hey, Ernie. What's up?
I had an accident.
You had an accident? What does that mean?
Goo!
Oh, I know. Okay.
Nike actually came out with some running tights that look like you peed your pants.
Oh, great.
And that's why I was looking this up, because I was like, the quote he's got coming up here reminded me of those Nike tights.
Hey, look, everybody, Billy peed his pants.
Of course I peed my pants. Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
Really?
Yes, you ain't cool unless you pee your pants.
Wow. Hey, man, Ernie pees pants, too.
All right. That's how it works, right? That's how you get cool. But he creates a bigger problem.
Peeing your pants is cool. Consider me Miles Davis.
Oh, that was the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life. Let's go.
Get on the bus.
All the kids pee their pants now.
Oh, my.
No, but here's my favorite part of the movie. Anytime Chris Farley shows up in a movie, it's the best part of the movie.
Did the teacher pee her pants?
No.
Are you sure?
Watch, watch, watch.
That Veronica Vaughn is one piece of I know from experience, dude. You know what I mean?
No, you don't.
Well, not me personally, but a guy I know. Him and her got it on. Woo-wee!
No, they didn't.
No, 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 they didn't. But you can imagine what it'd be like if they did, right? Huh?
Why would he imagine what it was like for other...
Everybody
another
on?
Guy?
Good, great, grand, wonderful. No yelling on the bus!
No yelling on the bus, right?
And he screams.
Yeah, so that was Chris Farley in the movie there.
Hey, guess what else is coming to Wichita?
Journey?
No, Cirque du Soleil. You appeared
again?
In Cirque du Soleil.
I've already been on the Cirque du Soleil.
You have.
They brought me up on stage.
You performed.
Showed me
them.
A guy doing a backflip, and I thought, they want me to do a backflip?
That would have been funny.
And then they just wanted me to just like hop forward on one foot and make a face.
Yeah, you made a sound, too.
I considered doing the flip because I have landed a front flip in my day.
Yeah, right.
So
this
is why I'm here where
you
I
get,
am.
You get no respect.
No respect, I tell you. I was dared to do a front flip, standing front flip on a tile floor in my first effort at ever doing such. Nailed it, stuck the landing better than Simone Biles, who always hops, and yet she gets all these accolades.
Yeah, right.
I ran a almost 5-minute mile in like 7th grade.
Who was chasing you?
And because the gym teacher wasn't there, it wasn't recorded.
Oh, okay.
So, like, I'm on my way to the Olympics over here, and no one cares.
Poor thing. Bye-bye now.
No respect, I tell you.
Oh, that was fun. I had some energy.
Because of that ice cream cone?
Yeah.